quarter to 11.
Yeah, it's almost that time.
It is. My cat is fed again. So that's a good thing.
So what did you do today?
Today, not too much. Just hung around the house, basically. Went out, did a few things. I went and had a look at shoes and jeans and clothes for the first time in a while over at Mark's.
Yeah, about the same with me, not feeling all that good. So pretty much took naps, watched TV.
Yeah, I took a nap this afternoon as well. I'm old now, eh? I just turned 70, so I have these afternoon naps sometimes. Naps just happen now.
Well, I know the feeling. I'm 63, and naps are good.
Oh, yeah, they are. You just got to make sure that you're going to nap in a good place. And everything's turned off. Like, don't leave anything on the stove or anything like that. I always make sure before I go and decide I'm going to go relax for a while, make sure everything is down, off.
Yeah, no, I can relate. I do about the same thing. Make sure my cat's in and make sure everything's okay.
Oh, you got a cat too, eh?
Yep, I have a male cat. He's getting on in age. I think he's 12 to 13 or something like that. And he does his own thing, but I gotta make sure he's not locked out or something.
Yeah, I've got a cat. He's about the same age. He's a bit older than yours. He's about 14 plus now. Anyway. He's a strictly indoor cat, though. We're on the fourth floor in a condo.
No, we're on the ground floor, so I got to be careful. I'm up on the Burgundy Mountain, so I got to make sure he gets in before dark. Otherwise, animals will come forth.
Oh, no. You don't want to get eaten up by a... I don't know, what could get him up there? A coyote or something? Or...
Yeah, raccoons, coyote, you know, that kind of thing. So, got to make sure he's not locked out.
Yeah, so does he usually stay close and come home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not like my my other cat in the past there. He'd go for a long way, you know. I don't think he was the brightest bunch in the middle. So, no, he stays around here, and when we call him, he comes in.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love cats. But I have a patio, and I let my cat on. It's a pretty nice-sized patio, and he likes to go out there. And he'll meow for me to open up the patio door when it's closed, because I don't always want it open when it's cold out, right? But, yeah, he's got... he's outside, and he hides underneath the chair out there, hoping a crow's going to come and land on the patio.
Same here, just wait under the table or chair and piece of something.
Yeah, it's just their instinct is to be a hunter, right? And they see all the birds and things out there, and they just love it.
Yeah, that's for sure. They really don't need us to survive. They're around us because we provide food, water, and pets.
Yeah, that's true. They can live in the wild. I saw them. I remember years ago. We found out, like, if you go through these McDonald's drive-thrus, especially in Richmond, there was this one in particular. We'd sit in the parking lot and eat our food, and there'd be these cats would come up to your car from the bushes. And they were used to people coming and throwing French fries, and they would, you know, eat them up.
Yeah, they know where the food is. Over at G in North Van, the birds, you know, at the McDonald's outside, birds would come by and wait for someone to throw them French fries, too.
I'm talking about cats that were living, you know, wild, homeless cats.
Sometimes they pick on birds that are way too big for them.
Anyway, it's hard to believe. There are a lot of cats that are out there. They're just wandering around. Strays, I guess you call them. But I don't see them around here too often. What can you do? They're just going to run from you anyway. But I don't see the doing any around here.
They do their own thing.
Oh, that's my signal.
There's a little bit of static. Otherwise, you're coming in clear. I can understand you.
How's that?
That's good. You can tell me a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Seems like propagation or something. I don't think it's my antenna.
How am I coming in?
Well, you sound really good. That last transmission was actually better than the one before. Did you do something?
No, nothing at all. Propagation, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Yeah, it's changed.
It sure is. I remember I used my HF radio, and I was getting nothing, and then the next few minutes, all of a sudden, I picked up Texas and Arizona and so on. And then half an hour later, nothing.
Oh, what band was that?
Oh, that was last summer sometime.
Okay, yeah, I know how the bands can change, especially on HF. I've experienced that too. It can be frustrating, but it... Usually if you hang around, it'll change again, but sometimes it's not really that great. Not worth it.
Yeah, I still love my HF. When I do make contact with somebody, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, same here. I enjoy HF. And making sure that my dipole still works. But mostly lately it's just been on the Aurora nets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do most of my rag chewing and everything on, mainly on 2 meters.
Actually, same here. I use this radio quite a bit, and it's great because sometimes I get different countries coming in over the internet to the repeater, and I've talked to people in Japan on 2 meters, you know, and so on. It's pretty good.
Well, I guess, yeah, it's good. I guess if you want to, if you can open up other avenues. Yeah, with all the new technologies now.
So why did you get involved in radio?
Oh, I was always kind of into walkie-talkies as a kid, and then CB radio, and it was just a progression. And then my uncle, turned out he was a ham, and he helped me out to get my license when he found out. Well, I was listening to a lot of shortwave radio and monitoring a lot, but he helped me get my license.
Yeah, that helps when you have somebody who's been through it and got their license to help you out. Because that license, what you have to study, can get pretty involved.
Yeah, it was a bit of an effort, but it was worth it. And yeah, I don't regret it at all. It's a fantastic thing, ham radio, and I recommend it to anybody.
I kind of fell into it, which is kind of strange. You know, all of a sudden I had a brother-in-law who wanted to get into ham radio, got a whole bunch of gear and cost thousands of dollars, and then found out that taking the test is way too much, and then he sold it to me. Still there, buddy?
Sorry, I spilled the drink. It's okay. I'm gonna have to repeat that. I totally forgot.
Anyway, maybe it's getting too late, and we should both go.
It's okay. Now you can repeat that. It was a joke, right?
Oh, sorry. That was good.
I don't know. But all's well here. It's a wonderful night.
Yeah. Anyway, my name is G.
G? D-E-A-N?
Golf, umbrella, yellow.
Guy.
That's the one.
Did you say Gee?
Most people call me by Gee. It's French, right?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. My name's Jim. Juliet India Mike. Or Jimmy, James, whatever.
Well, it's good to know you, Jim.
Yeah, same here. good to meet new people. I don't meet a lot of new people these days since I'm retired and my friends have been narrowed down to zero. I think I got one still. An old work buddy. Yeah, we keep in contact. A couple other people once in a while. But that's, I don't know, I guess that's old age unless you got married and had kids and all that, which I didn't.